following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
You know, I have to have the casual Friday intro changed. So it says your host, Carl Lenore, and your lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
You look gorgeous today, Elisa, by the way. I love that retro top that you have.
It's kind of Mod Squad-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really pretty. I wish everybody could see it.
Oh, no. I don't look so great today. I don't feel very well. Do I sound kind of puny?
No. Why? Do you feel puny? Do you feel puny, really?
I feel a little puny today. I've had a slight... I don't know if it's a head cold or I think it's just my sinuses.
Well, tell the audience what you think happened, because I'm inclined to agree with why you feel the way you feel.
Okay, so we were off last weekend. On Friday I went to visit my aunt and family in Illinois, and my aunt is a huge smoker. I think I've mentioned her on the air before.
Yeah, because she's also the one who you've gotten all of your botany and gardening traits from, correct?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she gave me a couple great books on herbs while I was visiting with her.
Cool.
Great information in them. Anyway, she smoked for many years, right. And I was in her house, and her house, as soon as I walked in, you could smell the cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And
Even though she wasn't smoking at the time.
No, she was not smoking. And you know, there's new research out that talks about third-hand smoke.
Third-hand smoke.
Have you heard about that?
No. I have a feeling I know what you're going to talk about, but what is third-hand smoke? Is that when I breathe in secondhand smoke and then breathe it out into your mouth like a shotgun when we were kids we used to do with that third-hand smoke?
No. Actually, it's cigarette smoke deposits on carpeting, clothing, furniture, and like all the other surfaces in the house.
You know, and this makes perfect sense, because think about it. If you can smell something, that means that there are particles in the air that you're breathing in. That's what smell is. It's getting in your nose. It's getting to the membranes. They're particles of something that you can – it's almost like your nose is tasting things.
Right. So all the particulate matter, I guess.
Right.
I was in her house for a good – maybe just 20 minutes, because we were taking her to dinner. And when I walked out of the house, my nose – I could feel it throbbing.
Your nasal passages.
My nasal passages, yeah.
And that's what you attribute the way you feel.
Well, that.
You probably got like a sinus infection.
I think it is a sinus infection, yes. Yeah. And then the secondhand smoke, let's talk about that a little bit, because being around her, she smokes.
And her children.
And her children. A couple of her children do smoke. However, they weren't smoking in front of me, but she lights up one right after another. And then the cigarette smoke was just coming in my face. And, you know, what do I do? I guess I could have left.
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. You love your aunt very much, and part of the reason that we went there was a wedding, but the other part was this past Monday, she went in for lung surgery due to her years of smoking, right?
She has lung cancer.
Yeah. It's sad. You know, I am still to this day baffled when I see anybody smoke cigarettes. I mean, okay, you smoke cigarettes as a kid for a couple years because you wanted to be cool, but then eventually... you get it. It's like, this isn't any good for me.
I didn't smoke cigarettes to be cool. I was cool already.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. Well, you were fortunate. I had to obtain cool. I wasn't cool naturally, so I did smoke during high school. But when I see people smoking today, especially people that are in middle age, like 40, I'm baffled. I'm baffled why they still smoke. I mean, how can you smoke in this day and age? I mean,
especially after we know what we know.
Well, let's forget about what we know, because you and I had this discussion on the way home from Illinois. You know, at one point in time, this tobacco companies through the American government promoted tobacco like it was safe. It was actually good for you.
And it was in the movies. People were smoking and it was glamorous.
Yeah, they had guys coming out in lab coats on doing commercials going, you know, tobacco will rest your improve digestion and ease the nerves. And,
right.
You know, and you thought, wow. doctors are saying smoke, it must be good. But let's face it, there were intelligent people back then, too, who didn't smoke. Mm-hmm. And I bet if you talk to them, they tell you, I didn't care what anybody said. It didn't make any sense to suck smoke into my lungs. Let's face it, if you're in a burning building, the thing that usually kills you before the fire mm-hmm. is smoke inhalation. So if you would run from a burning building, like not to breathe the smoke, then why would you go out and buy a pack of little burning buildings and smoke them?
I know. But isn't it interesting that they now have the term third-hand smoke?
Yes.
That's
it makes
very
sense.
Interesting.
It makes sense.
And then we were also talking about secondhand smoke, and you brought up a good point about the filter. The person smoking, it's being filtered.
Yeah.
But me, as an innocent bystander, it's all the smoke
yeah,
is coming.
Yeah. If you remember back in the day when people smoked non-filters, and then we became more intelligent, we went to filtered, and because people were smoking Lucky Strike and Camels back in the day, non-filtered.
Pall Mall.
Yeah, Pall Mall. My dad used to smoke Pall Mall.
My grandfather did.
But he switched to Kent filtered at one point in time. But the point is, even smokers used to say about even filtered smokers used to say about non-filtered smokers, oh, they're crazy. Those are the guys who get cancer faster. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? If you're breathing secondhand smoke, it's unfiltered. The person who's smoking the cigarette is actually getting a cleaner quality of smoke than you are standing next to them breathing the smoke coming off the tip of their cigarette.
Did you know that there's 250 plus toxic chemicals in secondhand smoke?
In secondhand smoke.
Oh. And here's just a couple of them. Formaldehyde, butane, hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide,
cadmium,
toluene, the paint thinner.
Yeah,
the same
toluene. Actually, Bayonne, New Jersey smells like toluene because they actually have toluene plants there where they manufacture plastics and thinners and lacquers and stuff like that.
I wouldn't want to live around that.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? With all that we know about tobacco, right?
Yes.
What has the FDA done other than try to make – I mean, just look at this logic. The FDA goes in with guns ablazing to shut down
a
raw milk guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they tell the tobacco companies, now you got to put ugly pictures of dying people on your cigarettes, but you can still sell them. You can still sell them. There's no logic here at all. And you know what? Who was it that was saying that the FDA needs more money because they can't do their job?
That was actually on a doctor on Dr. Oz's website. That I was doing a little research on the arsenic and apple juice.
It figures that he's affiliated with Dr. Oz because he's an idiot.
Well, what he said was that they're always on the chopping block in Washington.
Yeah, they're always cutting their budgets back.
The FDA, and so they just need more money. And if we funded them, then they would do a better job.
Oh,
basically.
Nonsense! That's like saying, you know what the problem with the Taliban was? They didn't have enough money. Had they had more money, they would have been nice to us. So let's give the Taliban more money. Let's just give them money. Let's fund them, and then they'll be friendly. No, mm-hmm. They take the money you give them, and they bomb more places with it. The FDA is corrupt. Giving them more money just creates a more powerful, corrupt organization.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do anything. But here's the proof right here in this discussion. Tobacco. The FDA doesn't do anything about tobacco, anything of real consequence about tobacco. You know what? There's an easy solution to cigarettes. And anybody out there with any wisdom knows this, okay? First of all, you make it a controlled substance. And I know all of you out there going to say, "Whoa, but there'll be a black market for it." Fine. Let there be a black market for it. You make it a controlled substance so that existing smokers have to go to what do they call them? Like they sell marijuana in San Diego. You have to go to a dispensary.
Uh-huh.
Existing smokers basically would have to get their tobacco products at a dispensary that requires a prescription. You'd have to go to your doctor and say, "Look, doc, I've been smoking for 15 years. I don't want to quit. I want to die this way." He writes you a script. You go buy your tobacco products. Tobacco is not available to the general public. It's only available through dispensaries. So there's no new, very, very few new smokers. Very few new smokers. That's a simple process that the FDA could get behind.
But the government makes too much money on
Bingo.
It.
Bingo. That's exactly
taxes.
It.
And you know how expensive they are? I think at a gas station at getting gas, there was a sign that said a carton of cigarettes is like
$40. $47.
Was it $47?
$47. $4.70 a pack, right? That's what it's, what is it, 10 packs in there?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, my God. So, but you're right. You hit the nail on the head.
Think of the billions of dollars that the government makes on the death of tobacco smokers.
Yep. Yep.
They don't want to give up that money. You know, someplace in a line item on a budget, they look at that money and they go, you know, it's terrible, but we need that money right now. We're in trouble. We really couldn't afford to give up all those tax dollars that the tobacco smokers are giving to the government right now. Yeah. So we need to let them keep killing themselves so we can get that money. That's blood money right there.
You talk
about blood diamonds. You talk about exploitation of third world countries. Look at the exploitation of American people right here by the American government in the condoned use of tobacco products.
Yep. Hey, did you read, not to change the
subject. No, please don't.
Did you read that on Facebook? A couple people actually posted about the White Castle story. Dodge Fuhler,
yes.
I think Dodge Fuhler and Craig Richland, they both posted it.
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to say that I'm saying as a former fat person. I was over 300 pounds. I was obese. I looked terrible. Someday I'll have the testicles to post pictures of myself up there because I hate even looking at myself like that.
Did you say testicles?
Yeah. Yeah. Someday I will. But oh, you're right. I'm on testosterone therapy. I don't have testicles anymore. You're right. But
No.
I'm just joking. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to bring out
red.
Here is fat people. We need to be worried right now. And I say this as a former fat person. If this guy gets his way, he wants to make obesity a disability.
Right.
A disability. I got to tell you the truth. There's not an obese person out there who wants to be obese. I don't care. Monique, remember that the black movie star, television star Monique,
uh-huh,
used to say that she loved being fat and there's more of her to love. And then she cried on some television show and said how she hated being obese. And then she lost a bunch of weight and now she's happy.
Okay, let's just talk about the story for a second.
Yeah.
The guy weighs 290 pounds.
Right.
And he's complained to White Castle management for more than 2 years after repeatedly knocking his knee into the tables and the metal support.
And his gut touches the table. That's the other. They took a picture of him where his belly actually engulfs the side of the table.
Right. He's repeatedly sent letters of complaint to White Castle, and he said he received what was a so-called condescending response.
Yeah, you know what they did? They sent him coupons for free hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think a fat guy would be happy. He'd be in hog heaven. He's like, oh, my God, I complained that I got more hamburgers for free.
They did also promise that they would expand the booth size, and they never did.
Well, you know what? That's a big chore for them to – you know, they have a uniform – format for all their restaurants. For them to expand the booth size there, they have to do it other places too.
Well, exactly. And so he's taking this to federal court.
Yeah, shame on him. Shame on you. I hope somebody who knows him tells him to listen. Shame on you. You're fat. It's not normal to be fat. He compared himself to pregnant women
and
handicapped people. Okay, pregnancy is a normal part of life.
Right.
And handicapped people don't want to be handicapped. Ask one someday, idiot. Your obesity is because you don't have the willpower to exercise and eat properly. It is not it's not a disability, and it's not a natural part of life. The animals don't get fat like humans do. Okay? So you need to open your eyes and take responsibility for your big body. No one wants to sit next to you on an airplane or a bus, and you can't fit into things. That should be a signal going off in your head that you're too fat. Not that the world has to conform to you. Jesus, so, excuse me. Sorry.
He doesn't go to White Castle anymore. He sends his wife.
Yeah, he sends his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on top of it, you're a coward. On top of it. You started this fight and now you're a coward. You're going to send your wife to pick up your 12 pack of hamburgers that you crave. Oh my God, it's disgusting. You know, well, we have to take a break. I'm always flabbergasted by these types of things. You know what? When I was fat, I did not want to be fat. I did not like the way I looked. I did not like the way I felt. And the last thing I would do is expect the world to change so that I would feel more comfortable about my big fat body.
And when we come back, we'll come back on a much lighter note.
Yes, I will take my I'll take my lithium during the break here. We'll be right back.
Drunk on the way in the Mexican. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Okay, I've calmed down a little bit, but just a little bit, because we have some other topics here that I got to keep my gun out of my holster for now. That's all. I'm putting my gun on the table. I'm not reholstering it right
now.
Didn't
somebody say you needed to do a show where you didn't, where you were a little calmer or something?
Did someone really say that?
On Facebook, someone said that.
Monday through Thursday, I do shows where I'm calm.
Oh, okay.
All right. I didn't know that. I didn't know somebody said that. Okay. Oh, no. They said that they wanted me to do
a final episode
of Off Topic so that I could rant on there.
Oh, is that
and not rant over here anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not ranting about the same things anymore.
No.
But I do, you know what? I do tend to get a little pissed off when I'm in the gym once in a while.
You do?
Yeah, and people are annoying in the gym. You ever notice that?
They are. I know we've talked about that a couple times, actually. So I found on the Figure in Bikini website, top 10 things that piss people off in the gym.
Oh, really?
And
Let's see if any of them are mine.
Just as a side note, I'm always going to try and say where the source is that I find things, because people are asking about that now.
Right.
And so I'm going to always try and say where the articles come from or whatever.
Okay.
So this came from the figure and bikini website.
Okay.
Top 10 ways to piss people off in the gym. Number one, stand directly.
No,
in
number 10, you mean.
Oh, you.
We go backwards, right?
You want me to go backwards David Letterman.
Yeah, like David Letterman. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Display lots of PDA.
What is PDA?
Public display of affection.
Oh, like lots of kissing and hanging on each other and all that sort of stuff? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Stand in the way when I'm doing walking lunges.
That's got to be one of yours.
That's
number nine. Okay. What's number eight?
However, though, I do want to say this. Speaking of walking lunges, Cassandra Forsyth was talking about doing reverse lunges.
Right.
And then doing a pass-through after you do your reverse lunges. And I tried that. That's great.
Yeah.
Any women listeners out there, you need to try that. That's awesome. I used a kettlebell.
Especially the pass-through.
The pass-through because it's like a static motion, and I was using a kettlebell.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah. Maybe we should video you doing that and put it up so women see how you do it.
Yeah.
That might be an idea.
That might be fun.
So that was number nine. What's number eight?
Go talk to your friends and leave your water bottle, bag, and et cetera on the bench.
Yeah. I hate that. Your diary, you know, your training diary.
Your journal.
Yeah, somebody will leave their journal on the bench and then walk away and go do something else.
Or somebody will sit there on the telephone and just sit there on a machine on the telephone.
That is flipping annoying.
That is so annoying.
Personally, bringing your telephone into the gym, unless you're a brain surgeon and you're waiting for them to fly a cryogenically frozen brain in, you know, and like so you got to be there in nanoseconds, there's no reason for you to bring your cell phone
the gym.
Or if you're cutting work, you know what I mean? Your boss doesn't
know
you're...
Or if you're in sales and you like are waiting for a giant sale to come through and your customer's going to call you or something, right?
But please, don't bring your cell phone into the gym.
Number seven, leave your gun... I mean...
Yeah, that's right. Leave your gun in the car or these things that piss you up will cause you to shoot somebody.
No, leave the cannolis. Take the gun.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah.
That was from The Godfather.
Yeah.
No, leave your gum in the water fountain.
Ugh. Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Don't re-rack your weights.
Right.
Fill your water bottle at the water fountain while everybody's waiting.
What number are we up to?
Number four.
Okay.
Hug multiple machines or benches.
Yeah, well, okay. I usually, when I'm doing like an EDT style routine, which I've been doing lately, I kind of changed it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will have a couple, like two machines going, but I'm going back and forth, back and forth.
I superset a lot. Yeah. And so I'm constantly using two machines at once.
Yeah, but I don't rack things and then like walk off and go do something over there like for 20 minutes and come back.
Right,
some
exactly.
Some people do that.
Right, yeah. Right. No.
Especially guys who bench big. What I've noticed about guys who bench big is they'll load the bar and they'll like do a set. And then they'll add some weight, and then they'll walk around the gym, and like because they want people to see all that, they want all that weight to be there because they want as many people as possible to see what they're benching.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get under and they do another set, they add some weight, and then they walk around the gym for a while. That's annoying too.
Okay, number two is get between me and the mirror when I'm training.
You know what? That's a good one because I purposely will walk behind people, not to walk in between them and the mirror because. If you're training and you're looking at yourself and you're getting into the movement and then somebody breaks that for you, it really does annoy you.
And the number one is?
Oh, wait a minute. Number one, we have a drum roll.
Stand directly in front of the weight rack so I can't get to them.
Yes. Yeah. Guys who pick up the dumbbells and stand right there instead of backing up a little bit.
People do that a lot.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, what's with that anyway?
Yeah. The telephone is a big annoyance to me. That's a big one.
And the walking lunges for me.
Yeah, well, you do a lot of walking lunges. I don't do them. Anyway, so another thing that annoys me is when large companies like Yum, that owns Pepsi-Cola, KFC, Long John Silver's, Taco Bell, and every other imaginable fast food restaurant out there that happens to be based right here in our hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, is trying to lobby the federal government to get the federal government to approve them to accept food stamps.
Well, you know why they say their logic behind it is because convenience stores, dollar discount stores, and even gas stations accept food stamps now.
Yeah, but there's a big difference. The quality of food should be determined not by accessibility, but I'm sorry, food choices should be determined not by accessibility, but by quality of food.
And they're also saying it will prevent hunger.
Yeah, right. Look, look at all the fat people out there that it's preventing hunger in. I know. They seem to be getting hungrier and hungrier because they eat more and more. We already know that
the types of oils that they use in the fast food industry actually promote overeating. We've talked about that on several different shows in the past. And so, and inflammation. And you know what? I got to be honest with you. You drive through the economically underserved parts of any city, and you'll find them loaded with fast food places. I'll name them, you know, Wendy's, Burger King, Mickey D's, Popeyes, KFC. And well, they don't look like they're wanting for customers. People are lined up in there, and you see some of the most obese people in this part of the country.
Can I say something? I'm raising my hand.
Please, go ahead.
I think that the underserved people need to be taught how to use their money and use it more wisely. Instead of going to fast food restaurants because it's cheaper, they can actually go to a grocery store. Maybe they should have some type of educational classes or something to teach people how to cook healthier.
And not just economically underserved,
everybody,
the whole country.
The whole country.
The whole country needs to learn how to eat properly because we don't know. Because all we've ever learned, quote unquote, is what the media is, promote to us, which is funded by these large companies that want us to buy their crap food.
I've been reading in the paper, like, the farm to table and how the schools are now taking the kids on field trips to see how the food is grown, and they're actually having their own, we talked about them having their own garden. So that's a good start, at least.
It's not only a good start, it's really as essential as teaching a child history.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably more important than knowing who John Quincy Adams was, because they're going to get a lot more out of knowing how to choose good foods that promote health and longevity than knowing who John Quincy Adams was.
Did you know that food stamp benefits in 2005 were $28.5 billion?
Right.
And in 2010, they skyrocketed to $64.7 billion.
Well, here's an interesting note. 20% of the country, you pointed out, is right now on food stamps, right?
Yes.
Okay. Interestingly enough, that works out to about, that's close to 70 million people, all right, right? Because there's over 300 million people in the United States now. Interestingly enough, a study done by a group called Packaged Facts in 2008, they did a study called the Fit Consumers of the U.S. study to try to target who were the fit consumers. And basically a fit consumer was anybody who went to the gym up to three times a week and participated occasionally in a sport. So if a friend of yours called up and says, hey, we're going to the park to play volleyball, you say, hey, I'm in, let me go.
Okay. Uh-huh.
What they found out was fit consumers in the U.S., my audience, by the way, earn more money than any other subgroup in the United States. Now, do they earn more money because they're fit, or are they fit because they have a lifestyle that also promotes goal setting and success? You can argue that all day long. But what we do know is that it turns out to be about 49.7 million people in the United States. Now, we had a conversation with your very, very intelligent nephew. Timmy is how old now?
He'll be 8 in October.
Okay. So Timmy, we were having breakfast, and I looked at Timmy jokingly and said, hey, how old are you, Timmy? He says, I'm 8. I says, and you don't have a job yet? I says, there's kids in China that start working. They'd be working for 4 years already. I says, you know, you need to get a job. He goes, okay, where can I get a job? I says, when you get a job, I says, you know what happens? I says, if you make a lot of money, the government takes half of it and then gives it to the people who don't have a job. And he looked at me, he says, then why would anybody want to work?
An 8-year-old said that.
Now, you know what? But this is the truth. When you look at the amount of taxes we pay, fit consumers make up 49 million people, and the people on food stamps make up about 70 million people. Guess what? We're carrying them.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
But anyway, okay. I digress. So Yum wants the people in the economically underserved areas of the country to be able to spend their money, their food stamps, on Yum products, of course, because that benefits Yum. That's why they want to do it. They don't care that people are hungry. Those people are buying KFC now.
Under the Yum umbrella was Taco Bell, KFC, Long John Silver's, and Pizza Hut.
And Pizza Hut. I miss Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? Can you buy cigarettes with food stamps?
No.
Can you buy alcohol with food stamps?
No.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to buy fast food with food stamps either. I'm sorry. And maybe I'm being short-sighted, but that's the way I feel about it. You know what? We have to take another commercial break.
Already?
Yes.
That goes went by quick.
I know, when you're having fun. All right, so let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. This is white supremacist music right here. Okay, welcome back, welcome back. All right, so we've had a lot of people posting on Facebook and actually emailing me about this. Two of the people I hate the most, well, two of the entities, I should say. The Wizard of Oz, otherwise known as Dr. Oz, and, of course, the Food and Drug Administration have come to odds with each other, interestingly enough. Let me see if this song will play. Let's see what this is. Who's that?
Who's that?
Remember
them?
The music from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Just one of the many songs that we will be playing every time we invoke the name of The Wizard of Oz. Anyway, and I really don't agree with either of them, to be honest with you. So why don't you set it up? What exactly happened this week on the Dr. Oz show?
Dr. Oz talked about the arsenic levels in apple juice.
Right.
Basically, that right. they were, well, they tested different apple juices like Minute Maid, Gerber, Mott's, and basically they found that the arsenic levels in apple juice was much higher than even drinking water.
Right. Now, interestingly enough, and I am not on the side of the Food and Drug Administration, so do not misunderstand some of my statements today. And I'm clearly not a friend of Dr. Oz, because I think he has done more to hurt medicine than he has to help it.
Uh-huh.
But both of these organizations are completely wrong. Dr. Oz did not use a testing facility that tests foods. He used a testing facility that tests water treatment.
Okay, let's put this in perspective, okay?
Right.
The EPA has limits on arsenic in drinking water.
Right, which is much lower than what is in food.
Their limit is 10 parts per billion.
Right.
And you say it's lower in water because we drink so much more water.
Well, in theory, the way the FDA does this sort of thing is they go, look, what is the potential exposure that a person can have before they get ill, right? And then mm-hmm. they say, okay, now let's look at this particular item. How much of this particular item will someone actually consume over a year, let's say, that and be exposed to this and accumulate it? Well, clearly, we're told to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, and we're also told to drink tap water. If you're stupid enough to do that, then maybe you need a little arsenic in you. But that, so the FDA goes, okay, based on exposure levels, people drink far less apple juice than they should be drinking water. So therefore, the actual per serving load of this particular thing can be higher than in that because they're being exposed to more. Because ultimately, it's the total accumulation that they're trying to maintain at a low level.
Okay, so the Dr. Oz show tested 3 dozen samples
right.
from 5 different brands of apple juice. And these were from different American cities.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Minute Maid apple juice, the lowest sample for arsenic was 2 parts per billion, and the highest was 3. Apple and Eve apple juice was 3 parts per billion, lowest, highest was 11. Mott's was 4 parts per billion, highest was 16. Juicy Juice, 2 parts per billion, highest 22. And Gerber, the lowest was 3 parts per billion, and the highest was 36 parts per billion.
Right. And you know what? In this particular area here, I feel that Dr. Oz is correct about something.
Okay.
And that is...
Really?
Well, look, if you're buying... But he's correct about something, but they're going at it all the wrong way. And instead of him saying... this scare tactic, which that's what he's about. He's about sensationalism. He's about he wants to get people to tune in. That's why they use a lot of these catchphrases and things where you think, you know, the one thing that can save your life tonight at 7 o'clock, you know, tune in tonight. It's like people want to tune in. Like, what can save my life? And then you find out it's eating broccoli, you know? He's mm-hmm. all about sensationalism. The reality is that if you're buying processed foods, there's probably a lot of things in there more harmful than the arsenic that you're being exposed to.
Well, I dug a little bit further, and he even mentioned, remember we talked about the arsenic in chicken meat?
Right.
He even mentioned that the arsenic in the chicken feed.
Right.
So he's...
Right, right. We are being exposed to levels of arsenic. Now, the FDA and many scientists agree that inorganic arsenic is more dangerous than organic arsenic because the organic arsenic the body has the ability to rid itself of, assuming that it's not being bombarded with it day in and day out.
So the inorganic arsenic is what they use in pesticides
yes.
in other countries because
it's stuff that we make is
it's
inorganic.
It's been banned in the U.S.,
right.
the arsenic use in pesticides,
right.
but it has not been banned in other countries. So evidently the Chinese apples that are being shipped in, that's where a lot of the arsenic came from, I'm
right.
assuming.
But see, here's my problem with the FDA.
Okay.
The FDA has no dog in this fight. The FDA is supposed to be a neutral organization that is providing oversight for the Food and Drug Administration. They should not be sending letters to Dr. Oz. The manufacturers of the apple juice should be fighting it out with Dr. Oz. But what you see here is classic FDA protecting its clients. The FDA has a lot more gravity. I mean, having a federal agency come after you as opposed to Minute Maid or whoever it is, Ocean Spray, or whoever it is that he's talking about, clearly, totally different scenario. Why are they coming out after Dr. Oz and defending these organizations? They, first of all, the FDA claims that they don't have the brain trust any longer to provide oversight to the drug manufacturers. They don't have the man force to provide oversight to the food manufacturers.
Well, that's because they don't have the funding.
Right. But meanwhile, they do when they want it. They act
exactly.
Like they, well, we know what's going on here. Hey, mm-hmm. Dr. Oz, that was irresponsible of you. The FDA shouldn't be coming out after Dr. Oz. The manufacturers of those juices should be coming forth to the public and going, look, Dr. Oz is wrong. Here are juices. We went to an independent organization. Here, our juices are fine. The FDA should not be coming out after Dr. Oz.
But I have a question. So why are we buying apples from China when we have apples here in the United States that we could be using?
You know why? Because people don't vote with their dollars. People don't care where they buy their apples. Where do you think Fuji apples come from? They call them Fuji for a reason.
Well, so we shouldn't be buying products that are being shipped in.
No, in fact, you should take...
Because the FDA doesn't have the so-called manpower
to oversight
right. What's being shipped in. So they're only oversighting 2%.
Right.
2% of what's being shipped in.
Right. You know what? Shame on people who are drinking apple juice, first of all, because you should be eating whole apples or making... That recipe for applesauce you put up there... That applesauce is so good.
Oh, my blog?
Yeah.
That applesauce blog, you guys, if you haven't tasted that applesauce, it tastes like dessert.
I know people are thinking to themselves, oh, big deal, applesauce. You blend the applesauce, you add the cinnamon, and it's like...
And that's
it. It's you know what? You're getting the whole apple. Apple juice is just sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why are you drinking apple juice anyway? I know they're saying about babies.
Right, right.
But you know what?
So the mothers juice it yourself.
Juice it yourself or give your baby applesauce instead.
That applesauce recipe would be great for children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Dr. Oz is a sensationalizing whore who will do anything to try to get people to tune in. No, whore's not a bad word, especially when you're using it in this context.
Okay.
He's a sensationalizing media. He's a ratings whore trying to get people to tune in so he can get his staff of 40 obese people on that stage next year for the, what is it, Grammys or Emmys or whatever it was that he was on the stage for. And he will say anything to get people to tune in for the shock value. And the FDA has no business coming out after Dr. Oz. The FDA is not investigating arm of the government that should be going out and penal. You know what? The FDA has no dog in this fight. They shouldn't be coming out after him. And you know why they came out after him? Because their clients called them up and said, you better do something about Dr. Oz. You better put him in his place because you know what? We pay a lot of money to you guys, blah, 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 blah. And you better put Dr. Oz in his place. And that's why they came out.
Well, I have a question. Why do they allow 10 parts per billion of arsenic in our drinking water? Shouldn't it be zero?
It's not right. That's not practical. First of all, broccoli has arsenic in it. Organic broccoli has arsenic in it. It has organic
arsenic. That comes from the soil.
Yes. And unless the soil has been treated in a way that promotes it to be organic forever. In other words, if you find a piece of soil on the earth that's never had pesticides sprayed on it, then chances are it won't have much or any inorganic arsenic. However, inorganic arsenic is in the air. We have a coal plant that makes electricity here on the outskirts of Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, burning coal deposits inorganic arsenic in the air. When it rains, that comes down onto the earth and it gets absorbed into the earth.
So the foods that you eat, how do you know if it's inorganic or organic?
Well,
I guess
unless you're testing it, you'll never know. But there are other things you can do so you don't have to test. You buy from your family farm, and if it's organic, and usually, like in the state of California, for you to call something organic, I believe, I stand to be corrected, and if somebody wants to correct me, fine. That piece of land cannot have been exposed to pesticides for like 30 years in order for it to be considered truly organic.
And don't forget, apples are the number one sprayed. They have the most pesticides out of any fruit or vegetable.
Right.
Apples do.
And if you're in, and if you're
98% of apples tested positive for pesticides.
Right. And if you're ignorant enough to buy apples from China, and you know what? Now you know. So now what you need to do is when you go to your buy wherever you buy your produce, if you're not buying it at a local family farm.
Right.
You're going into the
Whole
fruit
Foods,
market,
for
a
example.
Whole, you need to pull the produce guy over and you gotta say to him, where are these apples from? And if he looks like he's a little dumb, I'd say, can you prove that to me? And if his answer isn't satisfactory, don't buy it. That's what we talk about voting with our dollars. Mm-hmm. If enough people walk into Whole Foods and start asking these questions, and then they don't buy those items, and then Whole Foods end up throwing this stuff away, then somebody from corporate's gonna call the store and go, why are we throwing all these apples away? I don't know. A lot of people have been coming in and asking if they're from China or not. Well, we need to post that they're not from China because they're not. And then they'll start making sure we know. But it starts with how we spend our money. And this fight between Dr. Oz and the FDA, let them go at it. Who cares? The FDA has no business fighting with Dr. Oz. If the manufacturers have a beef with them, let them sue him. And Dr. Oz, you can't take anything he says seriously. You got to do the research because his group doesn't do the research.
Right.
So that's it. You know what? We have to take another commercial break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Fooled you.
I was wondering, what is that?
It was supposed to be the Beatles. It is the Beatles. Here, watch.
Isn't that Earth, Wind, and Fire also?
And the Beatles, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. For those who of you don't know, you've tuned in for the first time, my name is Carl Lenore, and this is the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
We got an email from a female listener, and she referred to me as the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. That was from Amy. That was a really nice email, by the way. Amy,
it's nice that
we,
you know, we've had a lot of women start tuning into the show. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it has to do with you being on the air with me.
Oh, and also Dr. Forsyth, and just me.
Yeah, and I can think what I want to think. Anyway, and it's enjoyable because we get a different perspective from women,
right,
when they listen to the show. Anyway,
did you see that post that Dr. Peter Rouse put on your Facebook or mine about Rick Perry?
Yeah, You know what? I got to tell you the truth. There's something about Rick Perry that I just don't. He's just smarmy and slimy to me. And the funny thing is, anytime somebody comes out with a real religious agenda, I start questioning them even more, because they're really just trying to pander to the religious right, in my opinion.
Well, it's in one of the articles I read, it said that he signed an executive order in 2007 mandating that all teenage girls in the Lone Star State, starting at the age of 12, receive the dangerous HPV vaccine.
Right.
And isn't that the one, the Gardasil, that Dr. Scowron was talking about?
Yes, that he sees young girls shortly after getting the HPV vaccine,
in an increased amount,
developing cervical cancer, and many of them have never had sex. And he said that usually HPV, the cancer from HPV, takes like a decade, 12 years to come about, and these girls are developing it in under 2 years after having the vaccine.
In this article that I'm reading here on Natural News, it says, as they have written about on numerous occasions, the vaccine is both ineffective and highly dangerous, costing untold thousands of young girls their livelihoods and their lives.
Their lives. Some of these girls develop, what is that, Epstein-Barr syndrome? Mm-hmm. It's chronic fatigue syndrome that's almost like their brain is affected. They can't get out of bed anymore. It's just terrible. And you know what? This is a perfect example of a guy like Rick Perry. I mean, the guy, he's willing to crap on anybody to fulfill his dream of running for president. This is the last guy we need in this country. We have been run into the ground by people who are self-serving. It's got to stop. Didn't you tell me today, speaking of self-serving people, didn't you tell me today that there have been 7 approvals for new GMO products in the past 2 years under the current administration, and over the past 15, over the past 15 years, we had 9. So there are almost as many approvals for new genetically modified foods.
Right.
In the past 2 years as have occurred in the previous 15 years.
Right. The first one was approved in 1992, and then 2005, leading up to the Obama administration, there was about 7 or 8 that were genetically engineered foods.
Now, I'm not suggesting that President Obama is doing this, but what I am suggesting is we have some of the most corrupt politicians in the world running this country today.
In the last 2 years, there's been 7 genetically engineered foods approved that have gone through the administration and passed.
And you know what? I am praying for the day that just one thing happens, one thing, and that is that we can come back in time and prosecute the people at the FDA who allowed these genetically condoned these genetically modified products
to be approved and put into the food chain. I hope that someday when the shakeout occurs and we realize the damaging effects, and we already see the damaging effects, it's already happening. I just hope that we can put those people in jail, because if we can finally criminally charge people in positions of power for doing these kind of things to the American public, fewer people will want to become politicians.
I found that information, by the way, on the Food and Water Watch website.
Really?
In case anybody wants to look that up.
So Rick Perry wanted to make it mandatory that the HPV vaccine be given to all girls in Texas, right?
Yes.
And then so people started digging around. They found out that he had close ties to Merck. Now, he said that.
Merck's lobbyist at the time when Rick in 2005 was Mike Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y. And that was back in 2005 when they were trying to promote the vaccine in Texas. And now Mike Toomey is Mr. Perry's presidential candidacy super PAC, whatever.
Well, a political action committee. A PAC is a political action committee.
Okay, so he's on his political action committee.
Yeah, interesting. And also, Rick Perry said on TV that he only took $5,000 from Merck.
Well, this Mike Toomey guy was paid $535,000 in lobbying fees by Merck to promote Gardasil.
Right. But Rick Perry directly took money from Merck, and he says it was only $5,000, but after they dug it up, it was more like $39,000. But still, Rick Perry's, one of his political advisors ended up going to work for Merck for $300,000 a year.
Right.
So the relationships are incestuous here. If you vote for Rick Perry, you know what? You just buy guns and start killing your neighbors, because you really don't care about anybody in this country. If you are selfish enough to vote for his agendas, if you're blind and stupid enough to vote for him, then you deserve what you get. The problem is the rest of us don't deserve it. Mm. The guy is a slime bag.
He really is.
He is exactly what politicians have evolved to in this day and age. Complete corruption. Like Henry Kissinger said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We must remove absolute power from politicians. We have to start putting them in jail for their wrongdoings. We can't let them wiggle out of things anymore. We have to start holding them to their campaign promises. If after 4 years they didn't do what they said they do, then we use the same truth in advertising laws that we use for retail companies to jail them. You made promises and consideration was given. It wasn't dollars, it was votes. Because don't forget, everybody, the government has no money. It's our money that they're spending. Imagine that you gave me $1,000 a month. And wouldn't you want me to be accountable for what I do with that money? We give money to this government every single year, every single day. And they're not accountable to anything. They give money away, they can't account for it. They give money to banks, they bail out companies. Look at this company that they bailed out for $527 million, and then they went bankrupt the year after. Somebody needs to go to jail for that. And not
that
just
was the solar panel company.
Yeah,
yes.
Somebody at the company needs to go to jail, and somebody in the government, the last person to touch that application in the approval process that didn't stop it and send it back, they need to go to jail too.
Yes. Was it 518 million or was it 527?
527.
Okay.
$527 million. So anyway, yeah, Rick Perry, slime bag, and Merck. Merck employee de facto. There you go.
Nick Guggs posted on my Facebook 7 companies you can trust to use BPA-free cans.
Yeah.
Which I think is really good information.
Important, right.
Right. So I'm just going to go through the list really quick here.
Okay.
Eden makes a hill of beans BPA-free. Not if anybody eats beans out there. Vital Choice. Organic Choice, Wild Planet, and Echo Fish.
Okay. Does Echo Fish can salmon or something like that?
There's a picture here.
I mean, I wonder if these are the can manufacturers, and then you have to find out who uses these cans.
Wild Skipjack Light Tuna is it says.
I like Skipjack Tuna.
So Oregon's Choice, Wild Planet, and Echo Fish. Those are three different ones. Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I love Trader Joe's. They're going to be here in Louisville pretty soon. Whole Foods, say bye-bye to my money once Trader Joe gets here.
Well, there's actually a sign up on the – I saw it the other day. There was a sign up that says Trader Joe, so it'll be here soon.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I care. And Whole Foods is responding by using Trader Joe-esque type advertising, saying compares to Trader Joe's this and compares to that.
Yep.
But guess what? Goodbye, Whole Foods. When Trader Joe's is here, I will never walk into Whole Foods again.
I will first, though, use my coupon that I got for Whole Foods.
Yeah, we're one of the millions, right?
They had to stop it because a million people did that. Yeah. And then the number seven was Native Forest and Native Factor. They all use BPA-free cans.
Very cool.
So I thought that was good information. Thanks, Nick.
We have to take one last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the war between the sugar refining industry and the corn refining industry.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
They're at it again. I love it when guys, these big conglomerates fight. It's always interesting to see. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. We got some great shows planned next week. We have Aubrey de Grey coming on next week.
I'm looking forward to that show. He's actually going to be in Louisville. We have the Idea Festival next weekend.
Right.
He's going to be here from he's from the UK.
Yeah.
He's going to be here speaking.
We're gonna David Kekich set up the interview for me. Aubrey de Grey is very, very difficult. He does not do interviews regularly, and he is a paid speaker. And the guy is a genius when he has such insights into anti-aging. How nanotechnology is going to enhance anti-aging. He is right up there with the guy who wrote Fantastic Voyage, and I can't think of his name right now. It'll probably come to me later. Ray Kurzweil. He's right up there with Ray Kurzweil, this guy. I mean, I think he's got a bit more genius about him, but we'll talk to him next week.
Actually, on Monday, too, Dr. Scourin, we were just talking about him, about the HPV Gardasil.
Yeah.
He'll be back on Monday, too.
Yeah, nice guy. And you know what? A true naturopath. I mean, a guy who really is doing great things without using pharmaceutical drugs.
He's got some great information.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about the sugar versus...
Yes. They're at it again, folks. The corn refiners are like cockroaches. They will not go down without a fight. They are going to do everything and anything in their power, perhaps even hire Rick Perry eventually, to get you to eat more high fructose corn syrup.
How are they doing that?
Well, they're doing it by changing the name, sleight of hand, in hopes that you don't know. If they could change, you know what the problem with the corn refiners is?
Mm-mm.
They're doing this all wrong. They're trying to change the name of high fructose corn syrup to things like corn sugar and other stealth names. They need to step out of the category entirely. They need to call it roast beef. don't even call it, say it's roast beef. That's all. And the beef producers will probably go, who cares?
It says here in this article that the Corn Refiners Association has launched a public service campaign to convince consumers that high fructose corn syrup is natural and no different from sugar. Sugar is what they are saying.
Sugar is sugar.
Yes.
Oh, they are disgusting human beings. Anything to promote their product. You know, the words public service do not belong in the same sentence with a campaign to convince people. It has been proven in studies that high fructose corn syrup is different than honey and different than sugar. The mm-hmm. body handles it differently. So, you know, I don't understand how they can say that in the face of that research done by credible organizations, universities. Shame on them. Shame on them for trying to kill people in the name of profits. That's what they're doing. Obesity is killing people. And the people it's not killing, it's pulling them down. The obese people are dying, and the people who aren't obese are suffering because they have to carry the obese people, no pun intended. We don't need more high fructose corn syrup under any name.
No, we don't. It's crazy.
What is the sugar, what are the sugar industry doing to fight back?
Well, the Western Sugar Cooperative and other sugar beet and sugar cane farmers call their campaign food identity theft.
Yeah, I like that. Food identity theft. That's good.
And they're suing the CRA, Corn Refiners Association, and member Archer's Daniel Midland.
Yeah, ADM.
And
big
Cargill. Cargill for false advertising. And Cargill has a company in Illinois where we were.
We were in a small town in Illinois, and both Cargill and Syngenta had huge plants there, remember?
And there was corn everywhere.
You know what? I got to tell you the truth. I've driven cross country. I've never seen this much corn before in my life. There was miles and miles of corn, and then every now and then a house.
It was crazy.
I've never seen that much corn before. This is where they filmed Children of the Corn, I'm sure, this town.
Well, I can remember when I was younger, when I would visit there often in the summertime, I would go out for a run, and like, you have to be careful because you can't see the cars coming. There's so much corn, and
right.
Then all of a sudden there'd be a road.
Yeah.
So you have to stop to like look around the corn stalks to make sure there's no cars coming.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And all of that stuff is probably genetically modified corn, all mm-hmm. of it. If Syngenta and Cargill are right there in the backyard, you know it is.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, they're suing for false advertising, claiming that the estimated $50 million campaign has illegally damaged the sugar business.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm happy that they're going after the corn people, but the reality is that if they're using sugar cane, I like them. If they're using sugar beet, I don't like them. Because sugar beet is genetically modified as well.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to good old cane sugar. You know, that's what we need. If you're going to use sugar and you're willing to use sugar, then make it cane sugar, and that's it. What else do we have to talk about?
You wanted to talk about the truth about real butter.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about that. I saw an article that says what they never want you to find out about real butter, and then they're talking about the CLA that's in real butter. And
omegas, and especially if it's from grass-fed cows. You know, when you really think about it, Elisa,
mm-hmm.
think back. When margarine was first introduced, it was introduced because it was thought that butter caused heart attacks because of the link to saturated fat.
Here it says, health authorities have been telling us for years that foods like butter, rich in saturated fats, are clogging our arteries and causing heart disease. So they told us to replace them with trans fat-laden margarines.
Right.
And how did that turn out?
Yeah, exactly. And once again, this is what happens when you let a government tell you what you should be eating.
Then came polyunsaturated vegetable oils. And now research is linking these omega-6 rich fats to all sorts of health problems, including potentially increased risk of cancer.
Right. And you know what? And poor butter got thrown under the bus, and now people are going, well, wait a minute. Why did we stop eating butter again?
Yeah, was there ever really a problem with butter anyway?
No, it was this whole cholesterol myth. You know, the study that was done on rabbits, which are herbivores. That's what this whole thing started with.
Right.
And then the linkage to high fat, high saturated fat diets producing cholesterol, that we abandoned all saturated fat. You know, 50 years later, look at us. 40 years later, look at us. It didn't work. Time to abandon the abandon. Start eating butter again, but please make it raw, unpasteurized butter from grass-fed cows so that it's higher in omega-3s and healthier for you, not denatured.
Right.
Yeah. So, do you eat butter?
Yes, I eat the butter that we get from the farmer's market, but I don't eat it.
You're not a big butter eater.
No, I don't eat it unless it's from the farmer's market.
And then you only eat it like you'll put it on toast once in a while, your Ezekiel toast.
On the Ezekiel toast.
Yeah,
And I like to use other things.
Yeah, you like apple butter, don't you?
Well, yeah, and actually I have a great recipe for homemade apple butter that I'm going to blog soon. So
I like apple. I've never eaten apple butter. I thought it was gross, but you got me to try it a couple times, and it's actually quite enjoyable. When it's organic,
natural,
you know, homemade apple butter, it's really good.
You can put it in the crock pot, and you can smell that.
It makes your house smell nice, too.
Yeah, it does. That's
instead
bonus.
Of buying potpourri. Oh, God.
Did you see that about the coconut water the other morning we were talking about?
Yes. Annoying stuff. Again, and they missed the point. They were talking about coconut water on what show was that?
It was like one of the
Morning America, GMA.
Good Morning America.
The Buzz. That segment that they do, The Buzz or something
like
that.
I like that, by the way.
Yeah. And they were downing coconut water, saying that it's not a good choice if you're working out because it's high in fat, low in carbohydrates.
Well, and they said to use Gatorade instead, and I'm going, wait a minute. Speaking of corn syrup, Gatorade has high fructose corn syrup in it.
Right. And the reality is what these people don't understand, the intricacy of health that they don't understand is that the coconut fat in there, as we know now from doing the story just the other day, the medium chain triglycerides actually readily available as energy and actually boost the metabolism. And Gatorade doesn't do that, but they missed the boat. I remember the girl saying, this is a bad choice for rehydrating because it's very low in carbohydrates and it has very little magnesium and potassium and it's very high in fat. And you know, if you drink two or three of these a day, think of all the calories you're getting. She goes, but they don't understand that the fat in coconut is good for you. And they'll never get it. Well, no, you know when they'll get it? 10 years from now. 10 years from now, after those of us have remained healthy and lived longer, 10 years from now, they'll get it. And that's when they'll start talking about it.
Well, I'm looking on the Zyco. I looked at several different websites, and I couldn't find the nutritional information for one water. I think that one is a really popular one. But I'm looking at Zyco coconut water.
Right.
And it says zero fat on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it says it has 12 grams of sugar in it and 13 grams of carbs. But it does have calcium, magnesium, and potassium.
So that sounds like Gatorade to me.
I know.
Actually, it's lower in sugar. Maybe that's what they don't like. Maybe they wanted more sugar in it. That's what they wanted. The one girl said that the one that she was using was high in fat, and you had to watch out for the calories. That's what she was talking about.
That's interesting. I guess there's several different ones on the market. So I guess, and I've never had it. Have you had it?
Never.
It's supposedly really popular right now.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to afperformancecenter.com and you can buy electrolyte in a jug, a small bottle, and you put a couple caps in a gallon water, and it has all the electrolytes you need. You don't need high fructose corn syrup to make you train harder. There's no doubt about that. We already know that one. Oh, boy. What are we going to do? You know, we've got some really great emails and stuff. And I'm going to try to – there's a guest that I want to try to get on the show next week. He's wrote me an email where he was – this guy was literally – legitimately diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt like he was dying. I mean, he actually couldn't use his limbs anymore. And he started listening to the show in order to stay connected to health and fitness.
Uh-huh.
I'm synopsizing his whole story. It's a dramatic story. I want to have him on the show. I don't want to mention his name until we I get approval to have him on the show. And he abandoned his doctors. He said, "No, I'm not taking all these pills anymore. They make me feel worse." And he decided that he was going to abandon grain and glutens, lectins, and so on. And he listens to the show because he wanted to stay connected, because at a young age he was very athletic, and he felt like listening to the show was a connection to staying athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And he started hearing us talking about raw foods with Randy Roach and Ajanis von der Planets, and he heard us talking about paleo nutrition, and he changed his diet, and lo and behold, he not only cured himself, lost a bunch of body fat, but his bulging knuckles that his doctor told him would never, ever go away, went away.
That's
the inflammation in his joints went away.
Hmm, that's great.
Yeah, so we're gonna absolutely try to have him on the show. His story is quite inspiring, quite inspiring. Anyway, we do have a couple things that we have to talk about from listeners, correct?
Are you taking a break now?
You want to take a break first?
Well, I've got several things here still.
Okay, then let's do this. Let's take one last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about someone who's actually giving their baby raw unpasteurized milk, and I applaud them. But we're not going to mention his name because we know the FDA listens to the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle.
muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on.
Welcome back to
Take 2.
Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Look, I'm rerunning music, honey. Sorry about that. All right, so we've got some more things to talk about before we wrap it all up. Where are we going?
Oh, there was another ground turkey recall because of salmonella with Cargill again.
Yeah.
So Gordon Woodward posted that on my Facebook, so be careful not to be buying ground turkey right now.
Yeah. You know, you would think by now that the FDA, after all the reoccurrences of this problem with Cargill, you would think that the FDA would be a little heavy-handed with Cargill, wouldn't you?
You would think.
Yeah, but that's the good old FDA. They probably don't have the money to go after Cargill, but they definitely have the money to sit down and chase Dr. Oz, that's for sure.
And Rossum and the raw milk.
Yeah, Rossum and raw milk. Shame, shame. We know your name. It's FDA. We have to come up with a better acronym for the FDA. Instead of Food and Drug Administration, we have to come up with something that suits them better, like failure, deception, and what could the A be? And A wipes or something like that. I'm not. But anyway, post it on my Facebook if you have a better meaning for the letters FDA that better suit the Food and Drug Administration than Food and Drug Administration.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you call 200 pounds of meat, 31 pounds of cheese, 16 pounds of fish, 415 pounds of vegetables, and 42 pounds of corn syrup?
I call that dinner. What do you call it?
I call that just a year in the life of an American stomach.
Really?
Yes.
That's what the average American eats.
That's what an average American will consume in a year. And that's, you know, that didn't include the wheat products and the flour and corn products.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's a lot of food. Hey, and definitely the guy who's suing White Castles, he probably does eat that in 6 months instead of a year.
The average American. Dominique Lest posted that on my Facebook.
Our listener off of the coast of Madagascar, Dominique. Nice
and
guy.
Then the other thing we wanted to talk about was the Subversity article that Dr. Andrew posted.
Yes, for those of you who are insane enough to smoke cigarettes and are male, so you have testes.
One tablespoon of honey protects your Leydig cells from oxidative damage.
Really?
Leydig
cells are the small testosterone-producing cells of the testes that the luteinizing hormone triggers production. So, yeah, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. One tablespoon for an average adult male of an off-the-shelf Malaysian Tulang honey. Have you ever heard of Malaysian Tulang honey?
No.
It protected the testes of rats. And when I read this article, I said, I think I need a tablespoon of that Malaysian Tulang honey.
I said, no, you don't. I said, you don't have any Leydig cells. And then you replied.
Well, some people might argue
that you have balls. That's funny.
But this is a really good article. So everybody go to Subversity. Dr.
Yes.
Andrew wrote it and read about the Leydig cells.
You can get to Subversity.com, Subversity by going to Superhuman Radio and clicking the Subversity banner ad, or you can go there by going to Subversity.blogspot.com. That's SUPPVERSITY.
Yes. Okay. So you want to talk about, the raw milk?
Yes. We have a listener who, is now, he authorized us to use his name, but in second guess, I decided not to. Because there are so many zealot organizations out there.
You can do whatever you want to yourself, but they feel like if you're doing something healthy to your child, but it's not what the mainstream approves, that you should go to jail. So we're going to leave him unnamed. But he has been giving his infant son or daughter.
Son. He's 1 year old now. Well, he started giving his son at the age of one raw milk.
Raw milk.
He started listening to the show and saw and heard the story, the untold story of raw milk.
Right.
And so that's when he started his search to find raw milk.
So he started using raw milk himself first.
Well, he started for a couple weeks. He drank it himself to make sure that it wouldn't hurt.
Right.
He wouldn't get sick from
right.
it. Right. And when he realized that he wasn't
getting sick,
right?
And dying, like all of the negative propaganda on the internet tells you is going to happen.
And he said he read lots of negative stuff on the internet about it.
I bet he was scared when he was first drinking.
Well, he said that the first time he gave his infant son raw milk, he said he felt like he was going crazy. He was staring at his son for like 30 minutes to make sure that nothing happened to him.
How much did he give him the first time?
He started weaning him off the formula and gave him 1 ounce of raw milk mixed with his formula.
Right.
And he would do that
gradually, more and more milk.
Went from 1 ounce to 2 ounces and so on and so on.
So now his son is still on using raw milk exclusively now?
Using raw milk exclusively. And he said that his son has not been sick.
Right.
And
now, when you say his son has not been sick, you mean he has not gotten sick from the raw milk, or you mean he's also not getting sick from anybody?
Like his wife, the baby's mother,
right,
was sick, and the child did not get sick.
No. Okay. And then didn't you also say that the child was at a neighbor or a relative's house where the children there were sick and the child did not get sick?
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
is typical of children that are raised on raw milk. This has been seen in institutions where raw milk was used. The children who got raw milk were resistant to tuberculosis, contrary to the pasteurized milk, which was actually a contagion and was causing tuberculosis.
Just to clarify, his wife couldn't breastfeed, or she's dried up.
Right. So otherwise she would have kept breastfeeding.
Yes.
So clearly, raw milk is as good as breastfeeding. If you can't breastfeed, that's the way to go. Because didn't we had someone who contacted us asking for a suitable formula, and I know Dr. Scowron gave
Scott Taverner.
Right.
And Dr. Scowron gave us a website to go to for organic formula.
Right. But in that message you sent back to him, I said to you, I would tell him to go ahead and get the baby using raw milk. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
It's like whenever you say that, people think you're irresponsible. Like, oh, you're going to give raw milk to a baby? Yeah, they did that for thousands of years when they couldn't breastfeed.
Right.
You know?
So now the whole family drinks it. His wife is pregnant again. She's drinking they drink 2.5 gallons a week.
Good for them.
Of raw milk.
Good for them. And I bet you nobody in the house is getting sick anymore.
Mm-mm. No.
That's all good stuff. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
There was one other question that's on Facebook, and I have to get to it.
Oh, yes. There's actually two questions. Somebody on Anabolic Minds, I want to say his last name is Hodgson. I apologize for not remembering your first name. He wanted me to give my opinion of the show Jersey Shore. I've only seen it maybe 3 or 4 times, and it's painful enough for me to watch that I can only watch it for maybe 10 minutes. I think it's an embarrassment, quite frankly. I know a lot of people from Jersey, Anthony Roberts being one of them, who are highly intelligent, don't walk around stoned, don't purposely get into fights with their girlfriends, don't act like, I'm sorry, you know, D-bags. And I think that Jersey Shore is basically an opportunity to pay homage to a cliche that the people from guys from Brooklyn or guys from Jersey are, you know, dumb and shallow. And so I don't like the show. I mean, I've watched it a few times. You remember we watched it one night. We were flipping through the channels and we came upon it. And I watched it for a couple minutes and I didn't even know who the characters were in it. I mean, I don't even know who they are. It's nothing that I would spend my time watching.
Can I tell you something that I just read?
Yes.
On the internet, New Jersey residents are footing a $420,000 bar tab for Snooki and the Gang. That's how much MTV got in tax credit to produce the first season of Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Well, you know, business is business. I mean, look, MTV, they do a lot of reality TV shows. I don't like.
But why did they have, why did the Jersey residents have to pick up the bar tab?
Because cities offer credit, tax credits to Hollywood and to entertainment that come in and do movies and TV shows. They do that. That's to invite, because what ends up happening is people watch these shows and they go, gee, I'd like to go to Jersey someday.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of tourism. So there's nothing wrong with cities giving tax credits to attract this type of commerce, to attract the making of movies and TV shows. I don't have a problem with that, but I have a problem with the content of the Jersey Shore. It's pretty stupid. And anybody who can sit there and watch it for any length of time is, it's like bubblegum for the eyes. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. The question I had from, excuse me.
Quite all right. That's the first cough. I thought you were going to be doing more of that today, actually.
I know. I've done pretty
well. You did
well.
Good. I know.
Matthew Crouch.
Yeah.
Okay. His question is, if anyone could shed some light on the fact, okay, wait a minute. Let me get it straight.
Take your time.
He lives in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And he's been to a few doctors. He found one that he liked. And he's trying to do, wait a minute, let me get to
it. Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the question.
Is it on my Facebook wall or yours?
He heard from someone that his doctor has started using saliva testing.
Yes, yes.
And he wanted to know
my opinion of saliva testing.
Saliva testing versus blood testing.
Okay, in my experience, the only time doctors exclusively want to use saliva testing is because they want to handle the testing in-house. They want to be like the one place that you have to go. Because most physicians don't have a phlebotomist on staff, so they have to send you out to Quest Diagnostic or LabCorp or someplace like that. And they don't want to have to deal with that. And actually, most physicians make money on saliva tests. They buy the saliva tests at wholesale prices, and then they charge you retail prices. And they tell you, well, this is still cheaper than going and getting blood work. And all that may be true. But the problem is this. Other than testing for multi-point cortisol tests, you know, morning, afternoon, evening, night, I don't see any real value in saliva testing because it's not accurate. And I'm telling you this firsthand. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I may have told it once before years ago, but there was a point in time where I was struggling with my hormone levels and I was using some things. And so I was getting regular blood work done. And I thought I would go ahead and give ZRT a try. That's when they first came out with the blood spot test. And I got simultaneously, I got saliva tests because the blood spot test only tested for total testosterone and the saliva test tested for free testosterone. Well, when I got the results back, my free testosterone was off the charts. Like the range was 50 to 200 and I was like 475. But my total testosterone was in the dirt. So I ended up having to go back and get real blood work done by my local doctor and found out that my total and free testosterone was in the dirt. I emailed Dr. David Zava, who owns ZRT Labs, and I asked him, I said, how could this be? How could the saliva test say that I'm off the charts, but blood work and blood spots shows that I'm well under? And quite frankly, the answer he sent back was really not acceptable to me. And I'm not saying that he was covering up or anything like that, but the attitude that I came away from it was this. Blood testing is the gold standard. It's the only way to test. Saliva testing is unreliable at best. And there are physicians out there who'll say to you, well, we know it's unreliable, but at least it gives us a baseline. That's nonsense. That's like saying, hey, I'm going to buy a GPS unit, but it's broken. So I know it's always going to be 4 or 5 blocks off from where I'm looking from, but looking to arrive. Why would you buy it? Why would you use it? When you can get something that'll put you right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like saliva testing. I don't trust it. Now, there may be some tests like food allergy tests or something mm-hmm. that maybe works. But even the food allergy test that we got from LEF.org, that's a blood spot test. So, but my takeaway is if you're really serious about knowing what's going on with certain levels, get blood or blood spot test. Stay away from saliva tests unless it's cortisol. That's my opinion.
Okay, so sorry I botched his question.
No, that's okay. You got it. What else do we have to talk about? Are we done?
I think that's it.
Okay. So it is Friday, which means you will not hear back from us till Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.